We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101, SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Well, how was your flight, my friend? You just left my fair home yesterday.
It was long. I didn't get home till close to midnight, and I had to be in work at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, jeez.
But it was good. It was worth going out there to see the digs, meet the family. Beautiful, beautiful place. I'm not going to be able to tease Canada as much as I used to anymore after that trip.
Sure, there's many listeners that are going to love you a little more.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can still tease you.
Yeah. Well, that's a given. Yes, we had a good time. We got into the Kraken rum. Anyone out there enjoy that? Oh, it's such good stuff. A bit painful the next day, but it's good.
The Kraken won, though. We tried to kill the Kraken, and it survived just barely.
You did. Survived by about a shot and a half. I don't know what was in it.
And I had forgotten all about it, but I was very, very happy that they have Cubans in Canada, and I got to smoke Cuban cigar. That was awesome, too.
Yes, fun was had. It was very good. Nice weather. Got to sit on the deck.
And so, you know, the beer and the poster both made it back in the suitcase alive. So
yay!
Good. Yes.
Awesome. I really, really thought that beer was going to get cracked in there. That's good to hear.
No, it did good. It did good. So I have a friend who has a challenge to anybody that if they can bring him beer he's never tried before, he like gives them things. So there's some local brews in Victoria that I'm pretty sure he's never had, so I'm going to get free stuff.
Sounds like a pretty good gig he's got going there.
Oh, I know. Well, he gets he writes. He's got a syndicated beer column and it goes through the upper northern Ohio and a bunch of areas. So he gets free beer sent to him from all kinds of places. So if you want free beer, just write about it a lot and tweet about it, and the companies will send it to you.
Wow,
the power of social media.
Find suckers like John.
Well, one of them I'm thinking about trying anyway. The banana nut bread beer. That sounds. Kind of good, because I've had pumpkin beer, but I've never had banana nut bread beer, so it'll be interesting.
Yes, another Victoria favorite, I gather. So, well, I guess, you know, we've covered a few things here, so we should get going. Got to keep our reputations high here, right? So, on that note,
so who's been lying about us again?
What reputation? On that note, you were at SMX Advance that whole last week. How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. It was fun. It was actually the first time I've actually got to go and just hang out and be there. It was a good show. I got to hang out with a lot of people, some people I haven't met physically in the past, and a bunch of old friends. So it's always a good time. SMX Advance is the show to go to if you're in the industry.
Yes.
The great thing I like about this one is it's for us. It's not like the other SMXs or the SESs who are like for the businesses and for the consumers. They're more B2C shows. This is really a B2B show. It's SEOs talking to SEOs and about SEO. It's a great show.
Yeah. If you've got your chops on the basic stuff, the advanced show is the best one to go to. And in fact, it's the only one I except for this one year that you go is. is the conference I never miss. So, oddly. Anyway.
Are you trying to tell me something?
I would be if I hadn't invited you over as well. So one of the things I saw online, I know you got a few things listed here, but one of the things I saw, which was pretty funny, that came out of that was Danny's link rant. Were you there for that?
Which one? He was ranting about a bunch of stuff, so...
Well, he actually did it live, and he went on for about, man, it must have been 5 minutes. This is Danny Sullivan for all the listeners out there, who's one of the, I guess, the biggest name in our industry. And it was a really funny rant. I mean, I have to admit, I was kind of chuckling and getting like a schoolgirl times just because it was too funny.
Which session was it? Was it the keynote with Matt, or was it the Ask the SEOs session?
I think it was the Ask the SEOs.
Yeah, I dropped out of that one early because they were getting a little on the dark side for me. So, but I don't remember that one specifically. I'll have to watch it.
That's very good. If anyone out there wants to see it, it's pretty easy to find. Just type in Danny Link Rant, Danny Sullivan, yes. Link Rant on Google, and I'm sure you'll find it in a heartbeat.
And I felt really sorry for Vanessa Fox because she was the only one on the panel that was really trying to stand up for the ethical SEO. And when they'd start talking all this stuff and they'd say, well, all SEOs do this, she'd be like, excuse me, not all. And so they started teasing her about being like the clean one. So it was because there was a lot of people up there that have been known to dabble in the dark side. And that's what a lot of the discussion ended up being about. So
it's all an act, you know. They every single year they do the exact same thing. She's always trying to be the white hat. So
who was up there? It was Bruce Clay and Todd Friesen and Greg Bozer and all those guys were just like, well, if I ever did do this, not saying I would, but it was all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think it's really just a session they just have fun with. There's occasionally the odd nugget of interesting stuff, but mostly it's just camaraderie. And watching
what I miss when they used to do those, they used to have like beer. They would like it would be a session, and they'd bring all the SEOs, but they'd serve beer during it. Like that made a whole lot more sense because then you know you could put up with it a little more.
Or you'd let the black seep in.
Yeah, that was their goal, was to influence you through booze.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, it's a good time. Good time to be had, and it's nice and close to Victoria, which is one of the reasons I like to go. But so what else? You got lots of stuff you've listed here.
There was tons of stuff that just caught me, things that I thought were interesting. Probably one of the biggest announcements, so to speak, at the show was the new Bing Webmaster Tools, the Bing Webmaster Central. They've totally updated it. They added some stuff. And the big, big thing is they've got link data back. So all the links data that we lost when we lost Site Explorer and Yahoo is back, but it's in Bing Webmaster Central. It's actually got a little bit more functionality than it used to, so it's a great, great thing for us to have access to once again. Just make sure you get your sites set up on the Bing Webmaster Central. They also have added something pretty neat, which is a SEO audit. So you can put your sites in, they will do a little bit of auditing, and they will tell you when you have things like, you know, duplicate title tags, for example, and they'll show you the code and highlight the problems in this audit. And they'll show you the page and highlight duplicate content and stuff on the pages. So it's really interesting. They've added a lot of new tools. So if you've kind of been ignoring the Bing Webmaster Central, this is definitely the time to go check it out and see all the new stuff they've got added to it.
I normally jump in this stuff right away, but I've been losing my mind with a bit of work right now. So I haven't had a chance to look at it. But the thing that gets me is, you know, Google gives a lot of detail too in terms of, you know, you've got this many duplicate title tags. This is where you need to go on this and this and this. Do you really think that Bing has gone overkill on this particular report?
Why? I mean, well, why overkill? So, I mean, if it's going to help you fix the problem, I mean, Google will send you out if they have, say, they have a problem crawling your site. They'll send you a little message saying, we have a problem crawling your site. But then you have to try to figure out what the problem is.
Oh, no, that's fair.
So but I'm like, this is awesome that they're giving you that much transparency. This is the problem, and this is where it is on your site. Why would it be overkill?
Well, because they already have that issue on Google. Well, on Google Webmaster Tools, they already tell you you've got this many duplicate title tags. They tell you where to go and where to change it. But, I mean, it's not on the page. They don't highlight it. That seems like it could be just a new level of overkill.
To me, the biggest thing is the link data. So now we have our site explorer link data back. So if you're in there doing that, why switch back and forth between tools if they're going to offer you this? I mean, it makes sense to have it all in one place.
Yeah, fair enough. Very cool. Yeah. What else? Is there anything else in that release was stunning? Or
I haven't dug very deep in it yet. I just the stuff I got from the show is what I'm telling you. I've got my team looking into it right now. So if they come back and tell me, oh, did you know do this? Did you know it does that? I will definitely pass that on.
One thing I should note, let me just check to see whether or not it's only for members, but SEO Moz, their Whiteboard Friday, I think it is exposed to the public. I am a member, but I think it's posted to the public. And they had the actual engineers from Bing come over and do a Whiteboard Friday explaining all the new functionality.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. So that'd be a good one to watch.
Yeah. Save some of your employee time. And for that, I need another Kraken.
Are you putting that link on the Facebook page? And I'll send a team over there to check it out.
Sure. I'll put my address as well.
so they can fly out and bug you personally? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm sure it's a really good one, though. And of course, Rand and the team are pretty lucky since SEO Moz is in Seattle, where, well, obviously Redmond is. And
exactly.
A nice little leap for them to jump into their whiteboard room and do the whole thing. So I'm sure it's very good. I'm very excited to look at it. I've got it tagged to watch. So
nice. One of the other things that came out is that Matt very specifically said, so in one of the sessions, somebody talked about bounce rates, and he had talked to Matt saying that claimed that Matt said bounce rates don't count anymore. So Danny called Matt out on that question during their conversation, and Matt confirmed that they are not using bounce rates in the algorithm. So I know that previously we had kind of been under the assumption, or we thought for sure that they were, but now it's saying they don't. So it's just something else. Either they stopped or it's just we had it wrong in the first place. So this stuff is always changing.
Well, and you know what? You and I had discussed that over the Kraken. And I don't know. I like you said, and you made it very – you put it well, the fact that it's an algorithm. There's always this ands, buts, or whatever. You know, it's not always for sure they never use it. To me, it's always definite because – To me, the outliers are probably more often than you'd think, though, in this case, because there's got to be instances where this kind of information is valuable, where they know a person. They know that the intent of the person is to get to a page from their search results where they're going to spend time. And if they don't spend time, that's an indicator. That it just has to be.
Yeah,
to me,
and when I was in the session, Matt kind of described it as if sometimes, and this is his words exactly, sometimes a high bounce rate is a good thing. It means that people got to the page and found what they look for immediately and left again. So that's part of their reasoning, I guess, for not including it is because sometimes it's a good signal and sometimes it's not, and I guess they can't find an easy way to determine which is which. Mm-hmm. But you're right. There are outliers. There's always going to be outliers. Anytime there's anything in a Google algorithm, there's going to be a extreme left and an extreme right where it doesn't fit the pattern. So, you know, keep that in mind anytime you talk about anything to do with the algorithms.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to go into a little more of what you've seen at the show. And this is great. Thanks for sharing.
Of course.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Join the thousands of search and social media marketers at one of the largest events of the year, SES San Francisco 2012, August 13th through the 17th. Learn more at sesconference.com.
SES San Francisco 2012 kicks off 3 days of sessions with a keynote presentation by Google digital marketing evangelist Avinash Kaushik, speaking about business optimization in a digital age. Check out daily Meet the Expert roundtables, where you can take part in intimate and informative discussions with industry icons. Add over 70 sessions, a crowded expo floor, on-site training at the ClickZ Academy, the Big Search Engine Watch Eliminator,
goodbye,
and WebmasterRadio.fm Search Bash, and you'll have SES San Francisco 2012, August 13th through the 17th. Register for SES San Francisco 2012 today by clicking on the banner ads from the WebmasterRadio.fm website, or go now to sesconference.com.
How much time do you spend on SEO research and competitor analysis? What if we told you that there was an easier, faster way? SearchMetrics SEO software propels you to top positions on search engines around the world with our unique global search, social, and competitive data in over 60 countries. Gain a competitive advantage today with SearchMetrics.com. That's SearchMetrics.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Start your search engine and send your servers into overdrive. It's WebmasterRadio.fm steering you into the winner's circle.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were going over some of the findings from SMX Advance that John was lucky enough to attend last week, and discussing the Kraken. And I just enjoy saying that. You know, I just wanted to say, I wanted to see if I could get a good soundbite. I could send it to Brasco, but I haven't found one yet. But I love this. They've got an app. Okay, anyone who wants to see a funny website, go to Kraken, KrakenRum.com. So KrakenRum.com. And it's hilarious. It's really well done. But yeah, they've got an app. Three remarkably true to legend Kraken perish scenarios.
Jeez.
it's wonderful. Really well done. Anyway, nice. And they got an iTunes and Android. So smart people.
Okay, sure. Well, so we want to tie drinking to mobility. I'm not sure that's really a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. Okay. All right. What about bounce rates? You've got that listed here.
We already talked
about that. Okay, but not bounce from sites.
I do want to say, though, that tied into the discussion, so when Matt and Danny were talking, they did do a couple of things. One of the interesting things that Matt was talking about was how Google is trying to be much, much more transparent. They're really working towards becoming very transparent to the point where if you receive a note, they'll send out notices for sites getting a manual adjustment. You're not allowed to. They don't call them penalties in Google anymore. They're manual adjustments, and there's a big discussion about that as well. But basically, anytime you get a manual adjustment, they will send you a notice in Webmaster Tools. Even if it's the most egregious black hat thing, they will now send you a notice. They didn't used to do that. They did it rarely, but now they're like every time we do, and there's no reason not to. And why are you giggling?
I'm giggling because I'm thinking that it's such a polite way of saying, like, I don't know, do they say that in prison? Bend over, I'm going to give you a manual adjustment.
No, that could be, but
it's just about as painful, I would imagine. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Did you have to go there?
I just had to go there. I don't know why. Anyway. Go on.
So that was quite interesting. And Matt was very, very adamant about, you know, they're going to be as transparent as possible. Almost as adamant as Danny was about the fact that, you know, he was trying to ask about the plus one buttons. And Matt was trying to step back from the plus one button having any kind of influence on the organic rankings at all. And Danny went off on him, basically like, wait a minute, you told us to put this button on all our sites because it was going to have an impact on our rankings. And he's like, well, we said we were evaluating it. And so Matt was really stepping back from the idea that the plus ones actually impact organic search now. And Danny wrote him about it pretty hard, but he didn't win. Matt's like, still, nope, we just said it was a evaluation. So it's kind of up in the air now how much plus ones impact your organic. Now, well, it still is going to impact it a lot from the social side because you'll see who's plus one sites and things like that. But actually your position, I'm not sure it has much impact anymore.
Well, it's not that – I don't think it's an anymore thing. I think it's taking time for them to work out all the freaking bugs. I mean their site is so – like they just don't have the uptake that they're hoping for. And I think until they see enough saturation and such use of Google Plus, there is no way they can really integrate it effectively. There's too much noise.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. That's very true.
I see it coming.
Yeah, to Matt's point, they were evaluating, and this is probably just an adjustment to reaction to how people are adopting Google Plus. I guess I totally agree with that. And the other cool thing that happened at that session was before Matt and Danny came out, Matt McGee was like, they're running a little bit late, so we got a video of Matt to play for you. And it was that they played that mashup video of Google on how to rank number one on Google by Matt Cutts. It was hilarious. Everybody loved it. If you haven't seen it, we should link to it on the page, Ross, but it's hilarious.
Oh, I did.
Did you? Yeah, we put it on the page. So they played that at the show, and then Matt came out. He was laughing, and he said he was thinking about doing like getting the script and doing a real video of the exact same script, so it's not mashed up. So you have a real one of Matt saying all the same stuff. That was very interesting. But before they came out, there was penguins. They had stuffed penguins all over the stage, giant ones, little ones, medium ones. They were just everywhere, and they were throwing them back and forth at each other. But at the end, they were throwing penguins out into the audience, which I thought was great because I caught one. And I went up afterwards, and I now am the proud owner of a signed Matt penguin.
Yay!
Matt Cutts autographed penguin on my desk right now. That's my prized possession.
Awesome. And when things get really, really bad, you can get out the pins. And
yeah. No, I'm going to put it on eBay.
there you go. Yeah, it sounded like a good time. Would have liked to have made that, but next year, hopefully you'll be there too.
Yeah, what are a couple other things? So I attended a really good session on canonicalization and personalization. It actually cleared up a couple things for me that were still a little bit fuzzy, like what's the real value of rel equals next, rel equals previous, and how that works. Because I knew that it was there, but I really didn't totally grasp how beneficial it was for me personally, for my sites I have to deal with. I mean, I've already come back and said, let's take a look at this and how we can use it. But what it put into perspective for me is when you have a page or, excuse me, an article that's paginated and you have, you read the first one, it says next page, previous page. If you put rel equals next and rel equals previous on those links, what Google does is it looks at all, let's say it's a page broken up into five pieces. It takes all five pieces and combines it into a single entity in their eyes. So you don't have to worry about link juice being distributed across five different pages. It still counts to the same entity. You don't have to worry about duplicate title tags because it's all the same entity. There's a lot of things that you can live with now because it's all one entity if you just use rel equals next, rel equals prev.
But it's not the same as canonical, so people can still arrive at those particular pages separately.
Yes, absolutely. So it's not
the
same as
canonical. That's the key issue. And people that's what Miley always on about, which is good. It's smart. I mean, if they can truly make it so that link juice isn't lost, it's going to be beneficial, then it's good. Yes. But I know that there, at least last year, there was still a lot of bitching and complaining that they didn't think that link juice was really, truly all kept, and I still wonder whether or not it truly is. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they feed us.
the reason that they did this, the reason they did rel equals next, rel equals prev, is because that's not what canonicalization was made for. So canonicalization was not designed to do that. Canonicalization technically is only supposed to work on pages that are exactly the same or near duplicate. It doesn't work when you have the second part of the same image or the same article.
Well, it does work. That was just what she was annoyed by.
it doesn't work because it's not supposed
to be used that way. It does work that way, but it's not supposed to be used that way.
Exactly. So I'm definitely putting a little bit more emphasis on rel equals next, rel equals prev now because of the show. But talking about canonicalization.
So one more, because we want to answer at least one question today. So go for it.
So let's talk about that. So just really quickly, cross-domain canonicalization has always been kind of interesting to me because there's potential for how do you use that for good or evil type of things. And I asked a question. The one thing that I wasn't real clear on was when you do a cross-domain canonicalization, and it acts like a 301 redirect, does it pass all of the signals from the old page to the new page? Does it do just the contextual signals or just the inbound link signals? Got a very specific answer from Miley directly after the session. It passes every signal. So that's very interesting to me because there's a lot of good things you can do with that, but it also opens up some not so good things as well.
Now, just to educate the listeners again, 301's canonicalization, it can be all pretty freaky and new if you haven't been listening to this before. 301 redirect is a redirect from one URL, so one address to another address, stating to Google that this is a permanent transition. So no longer does this other URL have any stake. Please pass along all of the reputation and credibility to the new URL. So that's a 301 redirect. And what Google did was they implemented a thing called a canonical tag. And this, what it allows you to do is, if you look up the word canonical in the dictionary, it'll give you a bit of an explanation of how it's supposed to cut down a URL, or cut down not a URL. It's supposed to simplify something. Well, in this case, it's simplifying the URL so that if someone, say, went to your website, so let's say they went to my site, stepforth.com/, and they put in an affiliate link in there or something. And they added extraneous text to the URL. My page would still load, but to Google at one point, it would have looked like an entirely different page. And that way, if anyone linked a whole bunch of links to that other URL, it would have built its own linked popularity and it would have been split. I would have had one for my main site and one for this weird URL. Well, if you use a canonical tag on your page, it allows all of that linked popularity to consolidate onto one page, no matter what people send to you, no matter how they send the traffic to you. And when you get into cross-domain canonicalization, which John just said, it's a way of transitioning from one domain to another all of the juice and all of that credibility. It's even more intense, but like you said, it actually works.
Yep, definitely. So you said we had a question?
Yes. All right. So let's get to open the right tab here.
Mind if we break first, guys?
Okay, sure. Sorry. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll answer a question.
Thanks, just be helpful. Thanks, guys.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world. Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sword with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers and join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let Majestic wield its mighty sword. MajesticSEO.com. It's good to be king.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit Location3Media.com.
Let's go inside the WebmasterRadio.fm production studio, where the production team is stitching up podcasts to load up into the WebmasterRadio.fm Stitcher channel.
Rock on, Lori, and rock the world with LinkedIn.
Welcome to Domain Masters, a show where you learn to be the master of your domain. Hey, I want to welcome you to this edition of the SEO Rockstars.
Hi, this is Bennett Kelly, and you're listening to the Cyber Law and Business Report.
And welcome to CEO Coach.
Listen to all of your favorite WebmasterRadio.fm podcasts without downloading. Only on the WebmasterRadio.fm Stitcher channel. Just click on the Stitcher banner on our website.
Drop into the Webmaster chat room.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Clothing is optional.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we've been discussing a lot about SMX Advanced and all that's come from that. It was sounded like a great show. And now we wanted to get a question or two. And it looks like we're only able to fit one question in, unfortunately. But slowly but surely, we're going to get to all these. Now, this is a question from Aaron. He says, I've been working on my fiance's photography website, trying to get her Google rankings boosted. My approach has been to optimize her blog posts for various less competitive, long tail keyword searches. And it's been moderately successful. Little by little, she's been showing up at the bottom of page one for a lot of those searches. My question is, if I were to put some work into the main page, i.e. legit backlinks from good sources, would that theoretically increase all of the secondary blog posts that are optimized for all the different long tail searches? Well, John, what do you think?
Great question. And the short answer is yes. It's not theoretically, it definitely will. Because what you're doing is, and again, assuming that you're doing it the correct way, you're not trying any weird ways to do link building, you're doing natural organic link building, you're building up the strength of the whole site, because as you build strength of the homepage, some of that strength filters down through the link structure of your site, through your navigation. You don't want to build all of your links to your homepage, but it's just normal that most of the links to a website, or a large percentage of them anyway, go to the homepage, and that weight is distributed throughout the site via your navigation, without a doubt. So don't stop doing the deep linking building, but definitely the homepage link building builds authority for your entire topic.
Now, one of the key things to consider is how deep is this content away from the homepage? Like, how many levels of depth? The more levels, the less juice is going to make it in the end. So what I would try to do is, if there's a particular post or something that's very timely, maybe it's a good wedding season right now, which I know it is, then if you haven't already filled all the bookings, then you would try to maybe link from the home page directly to one of those posts on weddings, so that when you build all the links to the home page, more of that link juice gets pushed over there.
Absolutely. Good point, Ross.
So I hopefully that'll help you out and work quite well. It certainly works for us. Wait a sec, I got a business built around that. So yeah, it works. And it's a little more to it, but yeah, that works. Okay, well, thank you very much, Aaron. I appreciate the question. And we've got to tie things up here, but we are slowly but surely going to get to all these questions next week. And thank you for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. You can reach me via email, ross@stepforth.com, and through John Carcutt through Twitter. That's at John Carcutt. And any parting remarks, John?
Tell your wife I said hi.
Okay. And Xander keeps talking about you, by the way. Where's John?
Oh, nice.
Where's John?
Oh, yeah. He's a great little kid.
Yeah, thanks. Well, everyone, have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Remember, we're at 2 p.m. Pacific on every Monday, or 5 p.m. Eastern, so we'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening, everybody.